The Parnell administration and two public employee unions have reached tentative agreement for a new 3-year contract to begin in July. The Alaska Public Employees Association settled earlier this week. The Alaska State Employees Association finished late yesterday afternoon. Both say they will recommend members ratify the proposal, which includes slight salary increases, while health benefits remain essentially unchanged over the current contract. From member station KTOO in Juneau, Rosemarie Alexander has more.
Negotiators from both unions say they fell short of their ambitions.
Had to recognize that the stars were simply not aligned in our favor.
Pete Ford is Southeast Regional Manager for APEA.
The legislature has been pretty specific and clear about the manners in which they want to restrain advances in employee compensation and bring about some restrictions. And the administration has similar concerns.
State law requires that financial terms of the agreements be presented to lawmakers today, the 60th day of the legislative session. In a mid-February letter to Governor Sean Parnell, Republican Senate President Charlie Huggins, House Speaker Mike Chenault, and chairman of both finance committees urged the administration to, quote, hold the monetary terms of the contracts at zero. Negotiations were well underway. Unions bargained with the administration, however, and not the legislature. Still, Ford says, it was clear the letter had a chilling effect on state negotiators.
Areas where we thought there might be movement tended to close down, and the administration recognized what the legislature was saying, and it certainly impacted or appeared to impact their flexibility at the table.
APEA represents about 2,400 members of the Supervisory Unit and the Confidential Employees Association, and ASEA about 8,000 workers in the General Government Unit. The proposal calls for salary increases of 1% each in the first and second years of the contract and 2.5% in the third year. Deputy Administration Commissioner Curtis Thayer was at the negotiating table. He says the letter from legislative leaders made the path clear.
That's one of the reasons why I think we were successful in getting the 1-1 in the first 2 years of the contract. Quite frankly, the unions came in quite a bit higher, but I think it set the tone for continuing negotiations, knowing what the fiscal outlook is for production and the price of oil. It had an effect.
ASEA business manager Jim Duncan says the atmosphere surrounding bargaining this year was difficult. He calls it a modest contract.
We're going to recommend that the membership ratify it because it's the best we can do under this atmosphere. It's got gains in it for the membership, but not clearly to the level we would have liked to have had.
One gain comes for long-term employees. Those who have worked for 15 years or more will get an additional day of annual leave deposited to their account. But Thayer says state employees hired after July 1 will have fewer hours of annual leave for days worked. He says a cap also will be put on annual leave.
People that have over 1,000 hours, they're grandfathered in, but for new employees, there will be a cap of no more than 1,000 hours.
Thayer says the state's total leave liability is more than $164 million, and the leave reduction and cap are an important part of the proposed contracts.
The whole idea around leave is to take it. Take time off, recharge your batteries, come back with a fresh perspective.
Thayer says the proposal will require state employees take at least 2 weeks a year of personal leave. The unions will begin a series of meetings at work sites around the state to explain the tentative agreement, then ask members to vote in favor. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.